We're still in Sif Aleph, although Sif Beis, Gimel, and Dalet will go more quickly. Last week we were discussing Sif Aleph, which is the question of which foods are included in the prohibition of Bishul Akum. And we had three conditions. The first is that Samiyat Nechal Chai, there's no Bishul Akum, which is a major exclusion. It excludes such things as applesauce, where apples are eaten chai, and therefore there's no issa bishul akum when you buy very fine applesauce, because it doesn't need bishul Yisrael, since it's nechal chai. The second excluded oil al shulchan malachim, which is also a reason that you're allowed to eat jelly beans and licorice and the other foods that are not oil al shulchan malachim. And again, that's a broad heter. And the third heter is the Shiloh of Parperis, which we'll discuss momentarily. Now, at the end last week, I want to come back to, first of all, to the coffee issue, which seems to be of the greatest interest to everybody. I mentioned to you that in Simen Kuf Yudalit, in the Pesachei Tshuva and others there, there are Mekilim who hold there's no issa bishul akum on coffee, and that is the standard as things go today. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's no issa bishul akum on coffee, although he says that Yirei Shemayim Yachmir Al Atzma. I don't know if he says Yirei Shemayim or Bal Nefesh, but some lashon that it's Tov L'Hachmir. However, the standard in Kashrus is not to be Machmir, and as I mentioned to you last week, when it came up for discussion in regard to Kehillah here in Flatbush, although I preferred to be Machmir, the other Rabbanim all said to be Mekel. As I pointed out, they're coffee drinkers and I'm not, which may have something to do with it. But after the Shir, someone asked me, I called the Mashgiach at one of our restaurants, and I asked him, is it Bishul Yisrael? He said, Lav Davka. Lav Davka is Bishul Yisrael, and that's the standard. Now, I mentioned to you last week of Yaakov Enden's heter. And some of you complained that the facts of the cooking of coffee were not the way I described them from Yaakov Enden, and I told you maybe they make coffee different then than now. But I checked, and Rabbi Yaakov Enden says the following. I didn't quote it precisely right. What I told you, I'm not going to review my mistake, but what I told you correctly was Rabbi Yaakov Enden's heter is based on the fact that cooking has a din of cooking when it's meant to improve something, not when the cooking makes something less tasty. It's made to diminish taste. What he is saying is that the cooking of the bean, the coffee bean afterwards, is nigra from the cooking. So as far as bishul akum on the coffee bean, which is the thing that you're cooking, the coffee bean is nigra. As far as what's extracted from the bean, if there's no bishul akum on the bean, then there will be no bishul akum on that which is extracted from it. I think that's the way I understand what he's saying. So the nature is different. It's not nigra, and that the water is improved. The water is now turned into coffee, but that he's looking at the bean. Now, whether you agree with that or not, it's not the only heter, but the bean is never oil achile afterwards. I understand. What he's saying is that the maisa bishul is a maisa bishul to that is megareya something. It causes a result which is preferable. But and that's the way I understand this.
The coffee bean, the raw coffee bean, you cannot take coffee. You have to roast it. Once it's roasted, I mean, I've eaten
roasted coffee beans taste good.
Yeah.
Now, the roasted coffee bean itself is not a shulchan malachim, so that is no answer. So the question now is, when you take the roasted coffee beans, when you buy the coffee that you put into to brew, that's chopped, that's ground coffee beans, I assume, right? Okay, now when you do that, you put the water into it, and the water drips out as coffee.
Is that bishul roasting?
Well, if the first, even bishul acha bishul, the first bishul doesn't make it roil achila, the second bishul counts. We're going to have that later in the sermon. So I guess it's, but you're saying it is roil achila, the first one, just not al shulchan malachim. Well, if the first roasting was not done by Jews, which it wasn't, so then the second counts. The second is what has to, then it counts. The first thing can't be a matter of it. I used to call it, you have another step. It's true.
So the instant coffee, the coffee bean you're saying is not
Rai Lachin, or the instant coffee? It's certainly not Rai Lachin. Right. So when you put instant coffee into water. Okay. And it works. Yes,
is there any distinction between tea and coffee?
I hear.
I had to drink tea and coffee.
Tea is any different? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Let's go a step at a time.
You don't have tea.
We're not making generally.
Okay. Okay. The again.
You don't use a bean.
Okay. Let's. I'm not sure. I have to figure. I don't know why I didn't think about
the
tea.
But
then my point is this: is there one major heta for the coffee? The major heta of the coffee has to do with the question of whether it's nechel im hapas. The major heter of the coffee in the Yad Ephraim, it's interesting, his lashon, and this is only the beginning of Kuf Yud Aleph. It says that there are seven heterim for coffee, seven different, some of them are just serufim. But in the Yad Ephraim of Kuf Yud Aleph, which I don't know if you have in your...
Yeah,
you do. So the Yad Ephraim starts on the first side of Kuf Yud Aleph, and he says the following. Right, Ayin Yad is Chel Peis. So the Kuf Ben Beis being Shtias Coffee, be Beis Avik Echavim Derech Arai, Ayin is Lesham Shem Bishul Eiv Echavim. There's no way to Bishul Akim with coffee. Avlishta is Kafa, the chocolate, that's nothing to do with Bishalakum, that's to do with Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, which we'll discuss eating there. There's nothing to do with Bishalakum. It means to have it with a Goyim in a social setting, he holds his awesome. Finally, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, I choose by Yehuda, the Mashkosa Bear Asek, Simen Kuf Hei, Lahatir Akavi, Sheim by Mishun Bishalakavim, because of Zayin Tamim. He has seven suvim, ve'ena maspikim. He has seven reasons, they're not enough. Ikaratam. So you ask me what's the main reason. Ha shakasvu ha-prichadosh gamkein, shakasvay ha-prichadosh gamkein. That's what it says in the prichadosh, and the bear asik. B'shem she'ena ayla ha-shulcham alachim, la'fais bayas ha-pas. Even though you have it after a meal, but it's not served in a shulcham alachim to eat with a meal. Vayim ve'prichadosh, and if you da shakasvay, da'af, imiktsas b'nei odom toivle bypass. Above a kistan, even though some people like to dip their mezainis into the coffee, ein haroiv oisin kein. Most people don't dip cake into coffee, and therefore coffee is not considered to be lalafis bayas hapas, and that's the what he calls the ikker heter.
If I eat Danish and drink my coffee, that's how he's saying. I would have to dip it into coffee.
I'm not sure. I don't think the Danish would be enough because the Danish is not a sure. It's not a suda. It's so not a lafav. It's a pass. But okay. Usually at a meal, people don't dip it. Usually for breakfast, you eat it with a Danish. At a dessert, people have the coffee to settle themselves, and that's why they do it. Okay. Now the. So this is one of the heterim. We're going to discuss this particular heter in a few minutes.
Is the difference between instant and regular coffee, green coffee?
I don't think there's any difference between instant. Instant coffee is not El Shulchan Malachim. Is instant coffee not El Shulchan Malachim? Is that true? At a wedding, they don't serve. They would not serve instant coffee.
Would that go into the min?
That could have changed over the last few years. Okay, good. What do you mean by that? No, as I said, that's not doing Bishalakim. That's doing Kuf Yud Aleph. Talks about social drinking with Goyim. So he says that's nothing to do with the Kashrus issue. That's to do with social drinking with Goyim. Now, chocolate. Cookies. Cookies are afias. Afias akum. Afias has nothing to do with al shulchan lachem. These heterim, they don't do with afias akum. They do with bishul akum. Right. Someone asked about tea. I see the Pesach Tshuva when he talks about coffee. He says coffee or tea. He says coffee or tea is mutter, but a bal nefesh should be man. L'roi l'bal nefesh. Pesach Tshuva alef and coffee dalef. We're going to get to it. It doesn't help you here. If both bishul are through Goyim, then it doesn't help you. If originally the coffee was made by Goyim, and now you also make it with Goyim, so there's no... The
first one is already
through
Goyim, so
we
can't do the second one. You have to find it.
So we're going to have later. We're going to have that later. That if it's not Nechol with the first cooking, it is.
Okay.
All right, we're jumping all over the place. I wanted to go B'Seder. Again... The main heter, the heter seget to Sif Aleph, the main heter of the Arafraim, is that coffee is not eaten lelafes by a sapas. It's not eaten together with bread. Now that has to do with the third heter of Sif Aleph. Let's see again Sif Aleph. Dovah sheinin achkamay shukai. That's heter number one. The only bishulakam on something that's not eaten raw, that's kufi gimel Sif Aleph. As long as it's not eaten raw, some it's eaten raw, there's no bishalak. Number two, gam oil ha-shulcha malachim, l'laf is b'yis ha-pas. It's also oil ha-shulcha malachim as part of a meal. So weiter, people tied that Reagan put jelly beans on the cabinet room meeting. So, but it's not oil ha-shulcha malachim, l'laf is b'yis ha-pas. He put it when there wasn't a meal. But during a meal, these things are not oil ha-shulcha malachim. That's at number two. Two very clear heterim, the guidelines we argue about, but the heter itself is clear. The third thing he writes, Oyle parperes shabishloi oive kechavim, or le parperes. Parperes means something that's eaten along with a meal, a dessert, or possibly even an appetizer. And the Shulchan Aruch here says that parperes is also aser, meaning if it's served at a significant meal, but not as a main dish, then it's included in the Isser of Bishul Akum. Now this is a psak of the Mechaber, which is controversial in that there are many Rishayim who use the Lashon, Oyla Shulcha Malachim L'Lafis Beis HaPas, period. They don't go beyond Oyla Shulcha Malachim L'Lafis Beis HaPas. And for that reason, there are a number of Rishayim, including the Prichadash, who say that it's only the only thing that's included in Bishul Akum is a food that's served as a main dish, or perhaps as along with a main dish, at a significant meal. But other things are not included in the Isser of Bishul Akum, and this was the Shita of a number of Achrayim. Most prominently in recent times, Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin writes in a letter which is published in the Taras Mayim. Taras Mayim is a sefer from Rav Telushkin on Mikvois, and he has in the back a number of other tshuvas, Yonim Shainim, and he has a letter from Rav Henkin. What he is discussing, I'll discuss with you shortly, but the psak of Rav Henkin, he says, Bizmanenu, Bishalakum applies only to meat, fish, and eggs. Period. That was Rav Henkin's sheet. Only the main dish at a meal. Meat and fish, presumably at a lunch or a dinner. Eggs, perhaps at a breakfast. The Bishul Akum applies only to meat, fish, and eggs. Bizmanenu, nothing else is considered to be a chash of a meal. Okay, that's in 1940. It could be now there are other fancy foods that are sometimes served. But not a parperes. Not something that's served as a dessert. And therefore, according to him, the coffee shaila is not a shaila, because this shita maintains that there's no iser of bishul akum on things that are not a main dish, and coffee still is getting there, but has not yet become a main dish at a meal. Now, the downside of this shita is that when you take out the Shulchan Aruch, nobody seems to hold of it. The Mechaber says oyla paperes. The Gra appears to agree with Feirish, and nobody else makes any comment to argue. So it's difficult to rely on a shita that's not like everybody on the Shulchan Aruch. The Yad Ephraim that I read you about coffee does seem to go with this shita. The Yad Ephraim is saying that coffee is not oilal shulchan malachim lelafis beis hapas. And even though some people dip their cake into it, most don't. Which means that he's saying that if you have it after the cake, after the meal, it's not enough to make it bishalakim. So this is a shita. It's a significant shita, it's a prechadish shita, that there's no a bishul akum on a dessert food. But it's not more than a tziruf, it's not the ikar shita, because nobody here on the page holds this way. The Achaf Masadim and Archa Shulchan are machmir. Even if it's a dessert food, if it's a chash of a food, then it should apply. Now, we don't have a whole lot of dessert foods that this would apply to, but that are cooked. But nevertheless, the psak, the etzem psak, that something just a dessert is not included in bishul akum, which is Rav Hekhe's psak, is probably certainly a minority opinion. It's a tziruf to other things, but it by itself is not a heter.
What does Rav Hekhe hold like potato side
dishes? No matter how many foods you're going to mention, he says it only applies to meat, fish, and eggs. So that excludes everything else.
Any side dish or anything.
That's what he. That's where Rav Hekhe appears to hold. Yeah. So it's a shita. It's a tziruf. To call it a psak, it's very hard to call it a psak, but a tziruf it is. Now, what Rav Tulushkin is talking about primarily there is the shaila of the dry cereals that people eat for breakfast. Whether there's a dinner bishalakum on these cereals, he says it's einel oilal shulchan malachim. He also writes that the way the cereals are made, he describes at length the way it sounds like he's describing a bran cereal, a bran flake cereal. He describes how it's mixed with other ingredients and pounded into a sheet, cut up. He says it's not really baked or cooked. It's really just dried till it gets crispy. And he says that it's a siabesh. It's not a fiyah, it's not bishul. How you exactly define it, I'm not sure. But the Rabelsky mentions the same things about Cheerios when it comes, people ask during the Aser Simei Tshuva, where more machmir on paspalter, whether you have to be machmir on Cheerios, Rabelsky always says that Cheerios are not baked. They're just toasted, they're just dried. And they don't have a din of afia. Again, I'm not sure what makes afia, what makes toasted. It says toasted on the Cheerio box. So I don't know exactly how to define it. But here you have at least a printed makar for the same heter. I should mention that Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in his Tshuva on coffee and the Tiferes Yisrael, in the second parak of Masechta Avodah Zarah, Eisnun Beis also holds like Rav Henkin that it does not apply to side dishes or desserts, only to main dishes. So it's a shita. It's a significant shita, although by itself, it's not a shita to rely on by itself. It seems so. It says love is a pass. Oi means also something else.
Papel means it's independent of the pass.
Right.
It could be a dessert.
Right.
Why do you even mention, if it can be independent, what does that have to do with the pass?
It has to be something eaten at a meal. It has to either be something lalafes a pass or paperas after pass. But if it's something which you don't serve at a meal, neither has the lafis by nor the preparis, so then it's there's no sufficient lakum. That's the heter of candy. Candy's eaten, but it's not eaten at a meal.
What about
being served at a meal that's cooked?
Right. Right. Why not just say so? The Gemara mentions lalafis by sapas. The Gemara does not say the preparis. So that it doesn't say it in the Gemara Beferish. Where do we get the idea of paparis? I think there's a Gemara about somebody who sets fire. He wants to clear the brush in his field. His field is overgrown, so there's a quick way. You can either cut it all down, which takes a lot of work, or just light it on fire. You have to be sure it doesn't burn other things, but I guess in a controlled fire, they burn the brush. So Gemara talks about if after you burn the brush, you find some toasted grasshoppers on the ground, rather than it is a bishalaka with the guide with the fire. So we're going to have a lay in Shulchan Aruch that says, I'm a chav, and therefore it's murder. So it's a riot. Grasshoppers, they're not a main dish. Nobody says grasshopper is a main dish. Ever heard of anyone say grasshopper is a main dish? The grasshoppers are eaten as a dessert. And therefore, that's a raya that, well, not for the fact that I say the Machabin, I think that's what the Gros is referring to in Gimel.
What about okay. Oatmeal? Does it have the same dinner's heter as Cheerios or Rambeski?
I think so.
So there's no real difference in oatmeal.
It's more, no, well, oatmeal you cook in the house.
Yeah.
So that cooking should be done by Ian.
Well, of course, but if you get it, but do you have to buy oatmeal with the OU?
The oatmeal's not edible. You buy oatmeal before you cook it, it's not edible, so there's no problem. You should buy with OU because you can kosher, but you don't need it to be Bishul Yisrael.
Oh.
Why should? So we have to wait. We're going to get to it in Shulchan Aruch. I only meant the part that's the Gantt of Sephala. We'll get to it.
Would this be true
now,
for the Yom Teh Shabbat?
No. I'm so excited. All right, there's one. But it's only one of his many reasons. He uses it as a tzeref. It's a tzeref to be there. Okay, now. There's one more topic here in Sif Gimel, and it's a big topic, and that has to do with Shach Beis. The question is the following. And this is, a question of which foods. Do we go by the min of food, or do we go by the particular item put in front of you? Two examples I mentioned at the end of Shia last week is salami. Salami is not a Shulchan Malachim. No one serves salami at a significant meal. And nevertheless, it's meat. Meat is a Shulchan Malachim. You go by the min, it's meat. If you go by the item in front of you, it should be mutter. Similarly, potato chips. Potato chips are potatoes. There's an Issa Bishalakum on potatoes. However, potato chips are not a Shulchan Malachim. So the question is whether we should go by the min, or whether we should go by the item in front of you. So the only raya from the page of Shulchan Aruch that I know is the first half of Shas of Cotton Days. Now, it depends what he means. Kosovi Issa V'Heter. He quotes from the Sefer Issa V'Heter, Karbayim, the insides, the Korkaban is the gizzard of the stomach of the, which I brought in the beginning of the year, but during the year, the stomach of the bird, or b'nei mayin, or the intestines, even though he said before, someone who eats it is not a mensch, is not a sophisticated mensch, and it's not a din of chaticha or l'schabe at all, Asurim mishum bishulei akum umeviyei dake maisha. It's still asur mishum bishul akum, the dake maisha quotes it, period. The second half we'll see later. So he says, that's the question. So he says, obviously, these things are not ala shulcha malachim, because he calls them la barinish. He says they're not a chaticha rei l'schave. Yet, they're also mishum bishul akum. He does not say why. What is the reason? If you look at the Prichadash, who brings the same as the Heter, the Prichadash says a reason. He says the reason is because loy plug chazal as meat, meat is bishalakum, and we don't start looking at each kind of meat and seeing if this type of meat is ayla, this type is not ayla, shulcha malachim. He says mishum loy plug, which means that we have here a makar, the makar of the shach, that the min is asur, and it doesn't matter if that particular item in front of you is asur. There's a gulf for fish. Well, just because fish, salmon is ala shulcha malachim, doesn't mean sardines are ala shulcha malachim. They're different things. I would imagine. Now, my initial reaction to this was lefizeh, potato chip should be aser. Lefizeh, potato chip should be the same thing that potato chip. Potato, if we name up potatoes ala shulcha malachim, so even though when you prepare it as a potato chip, it's not. It should be the same. However,
jelly beans.
Why jelly beans?
Jelly beans is sugar and cake is sugar. They're all food.
Everything, if you're going to ask for sugar, you're going to be stuck. However, the Cheshav HaEifed is Rav Padva from Rabbi Shalom from England. He has a tshuva, and he says something. He brings a klara raya. He makes the following distinction. He says that this shach is a good raya to the aside that loy plug on the min. If meat is aser, then all the meat is aser. It doesn't matter if it's a steak or a piece of salami. However, when you have a food which could be made through cooking or roasting, or cooking and frying, and it's oila and shulchan malachim through bishul, and not through, let's say, frying, then there's a chilek. And he brings a raya, because the same pri chadash, he says, as this shach does say, that all meat is oila and shulchan malachim because of loy plug. He goes on to say in the very next piece, that, now, I don't know what afunim kluyim are. The Rama refers to roasted afunim. Afunim is a type of bean. Or arbis. He mentions arbis that are roasted are not oila shulchan malachim. And on that, the Prichadish says, avol afunim mevushalim are oila shulchan malachim. Either both afunim, whatever afunim are, some type of bean. Peas. Okay, peas. So he says, peas that are roasted are not oila shulchan malachim. Peas that are cooked are oila shulchan malachim. It's a stira. Why don't you go according to the meaning? So he says that we go according to the min when we say meat is aser. So you have this cut of meat, that cut of meat, all meat, the min of meat is aser. However, if prepared one way, it's oila shulchan malachim, and prepared a different way, it's not oila shulchan malachim, so then we do make a distinction between the ways it's prepared. So that if cooked potatoes or baked potatoes are oila shulchan malachim, but fried potatoes are not,
what about French fries?
Then I don't think are oila shulchan malachim, even though people like them. I don't know why, but they're not served. I mean, I've been at bar mitzvahs where they give the kids, they give them a deli sandwiches and fries, and they give the adults other things. The adults rather have what the kids are getting. So it's funny, but I still haven't seen anybody make a bar mitzvah and serve all fries and franks. So the point la halacha though is a good point, because there are tshuvas on the topic. Some of them ignore the shach, but the reason is because of this. The shach is talking about a min. A min, we say loy plug. There's a separate issue. The issue of different types of preparation. And we're saying different types of preparation, the same exact food. Prepare one way, it's oila shulchan malachim, one way it's not. So that distinction still stands. That is still, it's not a stira from the shach to make such a chilek. The last Ramesh's Machmir in a tshuva printed posthumously, he's Machmir on potato chips, and I'm not saying nobody's Machmir. I'm just saying that the tumult, the Marsham has a tshuva chelik beis, I believe he's Mekel, on potatoes that are prepared a different way, and so there is a certain amount of machlokes. If it would be dependent on the shach, I would say the shach is Machriya, but Lamaisa. As I said, you can make a distinction in the shach.
So when OU is a hechsher, it's still not cash. It's not enough. Bishul Akum.
The OU hechsher has to be a hechsher Bishul Akum. You can't give a hechsher on anything if it's also because of Bishul Akum. However, the OU is makel on certain coolest. They hold that potato chips is always a Bishul Akum. They hold that pilot light is a good hechsher. They hold a number of coolest which sometimes allow them to give a hechsher. But if it would be absolutely aser, nobody would give a hechsher if it's also Mishum Bishul. No respectable place to give a hechsher.
Why would salami be the same thing?
You can argue that maybe salami is prepared differently. You can argue it. I think it's cooked the same way, but maybe not.
Would you have a tier that's not Basar, Dagim, and the Hankin set that doesn't apply to side dishes, only to the main part of the meal? Pepper potatoes.
Potato chips.
Use that as a
tier
for potato
chips. Obviously, yeah.
How do
you improve
from the Ramah?
A I only know what he says, because he holds a one cooler doesn't mean he holds a other cooler. Maybe, yeah, maybe that. Interesting, the second half of Shach Beis says that mushrooms are a chash of a food. Something I disagree with my mother about all my life.
Which side did you hold?
Okay. Shachs of cut in aleph. A little hard to be clear about what case he's referring to, but let's see it. V'gam oil ha'shulcha malachim, et lo histam mechaber she'en nishtanem bebriyase ayadei ho'or. The mechaber doesn't need a fourth condition, that it has to be something that changes through the heat. Alma de sphira le'afil alay nishtana osir. What's an example of something that's not nishtana ayadei ho'or? The easiest example I could think of are roasted nuts. You take almonds or cashews or pistachio nuts. When you roast them, they're like nishtana al yidei ho'or. They don't. The taste changes, obviously, but their appearance doesn't. There's no dramatic change in the appearance. He says, "Midalai hista mechaber she nishtana bebriyase al yidei ho'or." Mechaber doesn't say that it's only osir if it changes through the fire. Alma desfira le'afil alai nishtana osir. So it seems the mechaber holds that there's no requirement that when you cook it or roast it, that it change. Ukedas haRambam shevim beis Yosef, chindas haRabbi darki Moshe b'teres chatas klayin. Hey, din tes v'zadaite ba'agosif beis shalay yiter afunim. He was not matter the peas elamitam she'ena al shulcham alachim v'loy mitam d'loy nishtanu b'briyasan. He doesn't have this fourth hatter of loy nishtanu b'briyasan. Mashem darki Moshe b'teres chatasham. So till here, he brings the machmirim who do not hold, and they're very significant, the Rambam, Mechaber, and Ramah, who do not hold of a heter of Lay Nishtana Alidei Ho'or. Avo Be'emes, Nirei Iker B'shas. However, he says, when you learn the Gemara, it seems that the Iker is Karan V'Rashi. Dein Asa Mishum B'shulei Eve Kachavim Ela Kishin Nishtana B'Briyase Alidei Ho'or Chei Pasev Agos HaShri Pelke El Treifis Mir Zeruah V'chei Nirei Das Arif V'Kamesh Kosev Aran. He's piling on Mekilim, Rishaydim wa Mekel, on something that's not Nishtana. But now look what he says at the end. Miu, Dashar Paiskim, Nira, Dein Lechalek Bezeh. However, the Dashar, the other Paiskim seems to be not to be Mechalek. So what would you say is his Maskana? Not to be Mekel. I'd like to point something out to you. He says he brings all the Mekilim, and then at the end he says, Miu, Nira, Dashar Paiskim, Nira, Dein Lechalek. Look at the Ber Hetiv, the way he quotes the Shach. It's all misleading. Not a little, very. Ber Hetiv Aleph. He brings Shach Aleph and then Shach Beis. First, Ber Hetiv Aleph, Kosev HaShach, Medibayah Mechaba, Rav Dakim HaShem Mashma, Afil HaLoy Nishtan B'yos Eidi Or Asura. Abo Be'emes Nira Iker B'shas, Dein Asa B'shem B'shulei V'chav V'elk Shashtan B'yos Eidi Or. Period. Period. Then he brings Shach Beis. He leaves out the line, Miu dashar paiskim nira dein lechalek b'zeh. So I don't know if this means that the Berhetiv held us the yikr, or if this is taka an oversight. I don't know. It's very misleading. Almonds are nechol chai cashews. I don't think are nechol chai. So they sell raw cashews. Yeah, okay. Pistachio nuts are nechol chai. All right, I just mean these as examples. It's probably not al shulchan malachim either, but he's talking about such a heter of loy nishtana dei or. I can't think of many such foods. I think so. It's the smayach. It goes from a hard thing to a soft thing. I think cooking certainly, maybe baking that, but cooking it changes dramatically from something hard to something soft. I ate raw almonds, I ate roasted almonds. There's not that much of a difference. I mean, one tastes better, one tastes...
Is the getter it's
like a food that's nechokai? No, it's a fourth heter. If it's nechokai, it's nechokai. But there's a separate shayla. Shayla is it a chosh of a bishul, if it's loy nishtan ay dei hor? And that's the shayla.
Does that mean that the chashiv is a bishul?
Rabbi,
don't
Rambam say there's no
bishul
by
kitur,
by sneezing?
We're going to get to that later. We'll talk about that later. Sneezing. Now,
a fan cloying by Rama, there could be it's a rock. The bees could be it's a rock.
There could be a rock. There's no shayla. Now, again, I want to move on to Sif Beis, just the whiskey and beer shayla. The Shach Ikuf Yudalid Aleph says that on whiskey and beer, there's no Isser, The Mechabit is talking about Shechar, Shalavi Kechavim. And the Shah says, Ain Lassam Shum Shulei Kechavim, Dasa Mechalin, you can Lassam Yikov Yigilas of Allah. Why is it no Issa Bishalakam on beer? Lefishena Ila Shulchabalachim. Because it's not somebody served at a significant meal. Void! Now listen to this heter. When you birth a shahakal, just like beer is a shahakal because the tvua is bottled to the water. So here also, it's bottled in yin iser. Bishalakal. So he's saying that it's bottled. Exactly what it means. Coffee also, I guess, loses its brach because it's bottled. So that's the heter that you have for these for the whiskey or the beer. I don't know. I said that everyone on this page seems to be machmir, so I don't know how Rafenkin could be mad. Okay, let's move on to Sif Beis and Gimel, which talk about something that's awesome should be shalakum and it's together with other foods. Sif Beis talks about, as a sifah, we finished with trying to categorize on which foods is the shalakum. I think I've covered pretty much the issues regarding which there's a tumult. Sif Beis talks about iriv davar anechel kamay shulchayim, davar shein anechel kamay shulchayim. Ubishlam oivik echavim. Talking about a batter. You make a batter of ingredients which are eaten raw and other ingredients which are not eaten raw. You go basa ikar and tafel. You go according to what's the main part of the mixture. So someone takes breadcrumbs and fish and makes a gefilte fish. Since the ikar is the fish, even though the breadcrumbs are nechol chai, but since in the mixture the ikar is the fish, so therefore it's a dover, except in place we don't put a fish. But so that's mutter. Hagah, I'm very impressed with your bikiyas in my life experiences. Umutta lechol leifanim kluyim, shalai v'kechavim, v'chein hakitni shakarin arbis, kluyim, deinam ayla shulcha malachim. Same thing with peas or beans of a sort that are not ayla shulcha malachim, v'chein nagu b'em heterim, lai b'makim shenagu, l'mshayach ha-machvas b'cheilev, shoz naigim b'em iser. Unless the guy shmears the machvas with fats, in which case it's treif, so obviously it's aser. Abba malaf achishari. So this is similar to the chestnuts that many people remember buying in Manhattan. If you're plain chestnuts that are roasted, are not a problem. I don't know if they put oil. They don't put oil. They put oil on the pan to roast the chestnuts. Then it's a problem. Vein lochish claim shalav yekechavim. And don't be afraid that the guy is doing it in his kli. The staman ain't a ben yaiman. The stam keli of a guy is an Eidah bin Yaimai, as we're going to have later. And therefore, there's no chashash. Chol pri, shenachu kamay shukai. An apple, or a fruit, that's any other fruit that's eaten raw. Apple pi shebishlu waisei v'kechavim. V'nimcha v'nasa tavshal b'yadeyim. Even though I cooked it, and it became applesauce, nimcha, shari. V'akein oichlin ha puvidla shayisna v'kechavim. And therefore, we eat the, I guess, applesauce, a compote that a guy makes, because the item from which they're made is a davar amutter, and therefore the thing is a nechel kamay shulchai, and therefore the thing made from them is mutter. So I think Sif Beis is relatively simple. Yeah. What's that? Chesnuts has a separate heter of einai oila al shulchan malachim. That's this heter, einai al shulchan malachim. That's the heter here. That's a Sif Beis. Afunim kluyim. An arbis, ain't I lashuch malachim, right? Tein nagam heter, unless there's a treifa system. So that's what he's saying here. That there's no that there is no problem.
Steamed vegetable.
Steamed vegetable.
They can't be eaten raw, but if you steam them, they could eat it like Chinese.
If it's eaten raw, it's not a problem.
Now, some if you can eat it raw,
you cannot eat it when they steam it. If it's served as along with the main dish, then it should be a problem for shalakum. No, if you know for a fact in a plant that they use it every day, or you have a guy with a cart in Manhattan and we know he uses it every day, so then we know he uses it every day. But the fact that he uses it every day for chestnuts could still make it You could be chayshish, use it for other things, but that, it's, there's no... Well, the truth is, I once mentioned to you, sort of a nightmare in Hasherim, is that they sometimes rely by a guy on things that are not Bnei Yoyman. In communities where it's very hard, so let's say they cook. You have a Jewish person cooking on Shabbos, which is always a problem, because Chazal asked the cooked food. They made a treif. Now, assuming that that asked the kli, which is the pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, then it's a problem. So there was one community in which they did not allow things made by the bakery on Shabbos, baked on Shabbos by Yidden as Aser, and they asked what was made on Sunday because it was still a Ben Yaimai from the Shabbos. And therefore, they allowed for Monday and on. There is a problem with that because there's a rule of Chaticha Nas Nevela, which means that on Monday, when they baked, it was Nas Nevela, and it renewed the Bliya in the Kli. Now, Bishlam, like the Mechaber Shita, that there's no Chaticha Nas Nevela by Basa Mechalav, is good. But by Shari Surim, not. So it's a serious problem. But when you know it's a Ben Yaimai, there's no heter of not being good. There may be other heterim, but as far as this heter is concerned, if they continuously lose, that's not Stam Kelim and Ben Yaimai. Stam Kelim and Ben Yaimai means that's stomach. You don't know. If you know, so then you know. So we're going to get to steaming, and this is all the Mechaber goes through with something of a Seder, and he's going to talk soon about other, I think, Sifir Gimel. Is it? He talks about... Asher and Sifir Gimel. So it's a few days off. We'll get to it. Sif Gimel, so Sif Beis is something in a mixture. Sif Gimel is when you have two foods, but they're not mixed into a batter. It's made like a knish, where the filling is something that is a bishalakum, and the outside there isn't. So he says in Sif Gimel, what?
He said, by the way, do you ever make anything else on this?
He said,
no, I only use
it for chestnuts. That
would be
unreliable. Mesiach Lefitumai, in this exact case, is Simin Tzadik Chesif Aleph. It says Mesiach Lefitumai is good. The Shach and Tazim Atmiya, that by Anissa Dairaisa, we don't rely on a guy being Mesiach Lefitumai. And the Shach's Heter, the Taz, I think, said that must be we're going like the Man Yamatam Kikad Rabbanan. He didn't give a good teretz, satisfying teretz. The Shach gave a teretz that on Milsa David Lugluye, you rely on a guy. Milsa David Lugluye is, you tell the guy, taste it, do you taste the Yisr? He says, no. David Lugluye, the Jew will taste it and he'll find out. So there, the Shach's psak is that you can only rely on a guy, Masiach Lefitumai, for Nisad Rabbanan, or Nisad Eraisa, that's a Milsa David Lugluye. So you have to judge for yourself. I doubt that's considered most of the gluye. If you're afraid it's a ben yoyimai, tam kik is deraisa. Alt bishalakum, you're right. Alt the treifa shaila though, it's something of a problem. And they usually, I don't know, if they still. I've been in Manhattan, at least not looking at these things for a long time. But chestnuts they used to sell with hot pretzels in the same. Yeah. Now they probably have carts with a zillion things. That's why I don't see it anymore. You used to go with a cart just with hot pretzels and chestnuts, no? So I don't know, the hot pretzels are a treif? I don't know. No idea. The Ramah belongs to Sif Aleph. Why is the Ramah in Sif Beis? No idea. It's an excellent question. It belongs really to Sif Aleph on Emel HaShulchan Malachim. No idea. Sif Gimel. Panada, which is some sort of a knish, which is baked by a guy, asura, afilo nishanayik heter bepashal akum. Even though the dough part of the knish is not a problem, nevertheless, b'nesha shuma nesak shuba en. The filling, the fats, which are the filling of this knish, is also a special akum. So you have a knish with a filling that's treif, the outer dough, which is mutter, and you want to eat just the dough. You wouldn't eat the filling, because it's special akum. You want to eat the dough. So he says, it's awesome, nisha shuma nesak shuba emishum bishalayim kechavim, v'nivla bapas. Because teshuman becomes also before it's not a batter, it stands by itself. It becomes also. Now it's baileya in the pass. And once it's baileya in the pass, it asers the pass. If you have vegetables that are edible raw, shabishlon im basar. Let's say you go to a restaurant or to a wedding, and they're serving a meat dish together with other vegetables that were cooked with the meat, assuming they were cooked with the meat. And you don't want to rely on the heter for the meat. Maybe they use the pilot light heter, you want to use it. But you figure, at least I can eat the vegetables. He says, no, it's the irakais, even if they're nechal chayim, even the edible raw, there's no shabishal akum. But shabishal and basar, asurim, nishashuman shabasar nivlo behem. Because there's a blia of the meat in the vegetables. I mean, it's why is it in the simen? It says, don't do a bishalakum in any trade. So the answer is the Rebbe Kiva Eger. So Rebbe Kiva Eger says that here it's a very big chiddush. Now you tell me, why is it a chiddush? We all know a blia of Isser as his heter. But I have to remind you, we had back in Simen's Kufyud days, we had a kula which applies uniquely to Bishal Akum and Afiyas Akum, that there's a din of Bitul Barayv in Ksif Yudalid, of Kuf Yud Beis, the Ramah said, Komash the Pasha of Chav Bisham Akum, Bitul Barayv, Bain Balach, Bain Biyavish. That there's a din of Bitul Barayv by Bishal Akum. And therefore, after Biki Vega here, when they've loved a pass after bottle arrive, why are you not allowed to eat the dough of the knish? The dough might have bleas of the filling, but it's rive dough, and bishalakim is bottle arrive. Kalel baga, it's a mistake. Yes, the simuk of your base of dalit, it should say sifu dalit. So according to Rabbah, this bottle arrive, and for the Rabbi Kivega hachagara, the hashuma nira v'nikar be'em b'seicha pass. You can see the fats in the bread, and since you can see the fats in the bread, therefore it remains also. As I state, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Prima Gadol says the same thing earlier, that since it's nicker, so that's the chiddush here. That if it vice-dice from this Rabbi Kiva Eger, if it would have a blia, bishal akum, in any other food, that it would not, if it's not nicker, that there would be no iser. I just wonder if the Gra Ches agrees with this Rebbe Kiva Eger. The Gra was going there on the second case. We have vegetables cooked with meat. I'm not sure. He says, Ratzalaymer, Avagav she'ena shuman be'en, even though the shuman is not be'en, v'loishabem tamarishin shal taisvis, shu be'en, the tamarishin of taisvis ta'asa the p'nada, because it's be'en, zashom avin nivla. Now, does he mean it's not nicker? He says, Abishan Shuman Be'en. What does he mean? It's not nicker? Not nicker or not just not separate? I'm not sure exactly if he means to argue Rabbi Kiva Eger or not. But okay, my being misupic what the Gra means doesn't take away from the first Rabbi Kiva Eger. What? Right.
Totally in his
But there it was mixed before the cooking. In Sif Beis it was mixed before you cook it, and here it's mixed after you cook it.
Okay. After as far as the dough,
there was no kavana that
the
right, there was no kavana to
mevatel iser.
Into the dough.
Into the dough.
Right. What? You mean the Rebbe Kiva Eger's kasha will come back? Yes, I don't know. Kiva's gosh comes back. But in which case? Well, it means it was cooked separately. Separate before the bishul. It said everyone agrees before the bishul it's ben and nicker. Now you're peeling off the dough off this knish. It's got this fats inside or fish, whatever is inside. And you peel off the dough and you want to eat the dough. So it should be mutter because of bitul berayv, because in the dough it's rife dough and only meat fat. So So the Kivega says, since you can recognize that it has fat in it, you can see it, even though you can separate it, you can see it afterwards. You can see it afterwards. Gross talking. No, he's also talking afterwards. What's the shaila? Beforehand it's sich and not. Beforehand it is separate. It's a filled, it's vegetables and meat. The vegetables are banned and the meat is banned. It's not the, what?
It's balua.
Well,
there's no rob.
It's always right. The thing itself is always more than what's balua in it.
If you have tam bosses,
again, there's no tam keka by bishul akum. There's bittul berai by bishul akum. It's a kula of bishul akum. Bishul akum is bittul berai. So by other yisurim it wouldn't apply. You asked why it's a chiddush here, not in the rest of Bar Yaradeya, because here tak it's a bigger chiddush, because here there's a din of bittul berai. And it's the lesser.
I consider bishul and vegetables cooked with
meat. Right.
Why is the bishul as the leather which was baked?
Because we had in Hilchus of baking that if you smear egg on top of a dough, even though the bread is mutter because of afia, the egg is usher because of bishul akum. Bishul akum includes someone who bakes an egg or bakes a potato. That's bishul akum. The afia sakum only applies to pas, only applies to bread products. The whole reason for kula there is al lechem yichyeh adam. So we make it by cake also, but not by eggs. And roasting is also roasting. Anything that's normal is zicha. Also, we'll have later whether smoking or cooking through steam is included.
If there's rov, but you have a taste.
Shalakom. If rov is mutter, even if you have taste, it's mutter. It's mutter later Ramo. I don't know what the besesiv holds, so I can't tell you.
Okay.
We'll have that also in Sifu Gimel. We'll get to that in Yitzhak Shem. Okay, the other ways of preparation we'll have in Sifu Gimel. Now, Sif Dalit is another important heter. Sif Aleph were three important heterim. Beis and Gimel don't come up all that much. Sif Dalit is an important machlekes rishayim. Yesh mi shematir b'shvachei shalanu v'yesh mi sha'isra afilu b'diyavet. Now, if this kula would be lahalacha, it would help us a lot. And the question is, what is the heter? The Yesh Mishamatir, the first shita here, holds, it's a Ramban shita, that in a Jew's house, if you have a shifcha, the shifcha who cooks, there's no way to bishalakum in a Jew's house. Now that would be a great heter. It would avoid many of the problems, which we have. Lamaisa we have. It happens 2-3 times a year that somebody comes to me and tells me how the guy who's working in their house, they caught them cooking, usually treifus, in their toaster oven or in their other oven, and the people are just so mishubit, those who got used to having maids in the house are already so mishubit to it, it's very hard. I told people, just to shake them up a little, that I wouldn't eat in your house. You know, you have a full-time maid, and I actually had this year someone who caught the goita cooking treifus in the basement, in the basement kitchen, and he keeps on insisting she would never do it in the main kitchen. The Pesach kitchen she would do it, in the main kitchen she would never do it. You know, and he insists, and I asked him, who are you fooling? He says, you know, the women run the house, you know, it's shalom bayis by him. So, I don't know, but as far as bishul akum is a serious thing, let's say the guy doesn't cook anything treif, but the guy cooks an egg, just a hard-boiled egg or a scrambled egg, so you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem that pashas is bishul akum and it asses the kelim. It asses the pot, the plate, the fork, the whole thing is the spatula, these things are all become treif, and they make everything else in the house treif. The Ramban Shita is that by shvachos there's a heter. Now, before you get excited about this, you have to remember what shifcha means in the time of Chazal. Shifcha did not mean a hired person. It meant someone you own. And the question is whether the Ramban's heter is limited to shvachas. You have to remember the Ramban was before Abraham Lincoln. There was still slavery around. And people owned shvachas. Now, if you look, just before you even turn the page and look at the Ramah, you look right away at the Taz and Shach, on Shvachi Shalanu, they write, Sheknu Yoislanu. that we own them. That's the first words of both. So, for example, in Taz Gimel, he says, Shvach Shalanu, Pirshak Nuyas Lanu, Umushar Inanu Amalachtam B'Shabbos Menat Torah. Is it derisive for us to let them work on Shabbos? Ve'ein B'chlal Zeh, Hashvach Zeh Dikachavim, Shein Niskarim LiYisrael as man. It does not include a maid that you hire for a period of time. Ella, the base of a hat, a klamem gimel kasim gambe elu lahat b'diavet, v'lismaych al har ra'ah. I don't know who this Reish Aleph is. Rabbeinu, somebody. Shemevi ator shemevesi Yisrael ein by mishum bishul akum. Afagav doikaim alon kavasei. For the Loshen Avraham lekaim alon kavasei, be saying that the arshit is to be makel not only on shvachais but on other hired help as well. If you look over at the Shach, stay on the turn page, you can start the third line. Avalei b'shvachei shalanu. Avalei b'shvachei shalanu sheba'aretz yiselu she'en k'nu yislanu, rak she'niskru l'shana. Ein anu mizharen aleim b'shabbis. When he's bar barachem simishin dalet, b'chein kosa b'ach. L'fizah mashkosa v'arab b'diyevi l'shuz v'chadibri amatim amlo yasi shapi b'shvachei shalanu. Those who want to rely on the Ramban doesn't apply to Ashvach. It's Sarach Laimer, the Kai Ashvach is the Mariam Achaber. Oy Ratzal Laimer. Or maybe the Ramah means, the Yeshus Mechadivri Hamatirim Bishal Akum, the Beis Yisrael, who dash Rabbeinu Avram, sets the Rod. The Rabbeinu Avram, Shevi Ator, Chinz Bekim Meshur, Tereskatas, Ayin Hayden, Zizayim, Shem Yisrael Heta, Besa Kamim Gimel, Dina Gimel. Inami, Harav Loi Digdik Bezeh. Dikim Milsa Samachatama, now he says a second reason to be meikel. Listen to this. Inami harav le'digdik b'zeh. Rav is not medagdik between a own servant and a working maid. The ikar de milsa samich, the ikar he relied ataima, the e'efshir sh'le'yachat te'echman ne'abayis ma'at. When you have a fire cooking in the house, it's not possible that no yid is going to walk by and do something to the fire. He certainly will do something. Now, that doesn't apply to our stoves. It applies when they had one big oven, and it heated up the house. It was the steam for the house, and for the hot water, and for everything. So he's saying, it's yefshir that over the course of time, a yid is not going to do something with the fire. Maybe chulas haramban. The reason is a gzeira of socializing. So we have here something of a dispute and certainly a very strong tzirif. It doesn't seem that there's a lot to rely on, l'chatchila, but it's a strong tzirif for the maids in our homes. If you hold like the shita of the Rabbeinu Avram, it's a tzirif to be meikel. So we're going to try, I guess next week, to see what the Achrayim Paskin in the Shaila about a maid in a Jewish house, and how vaiti is.